Well, here I am, Editor Potts, reporting for work as we agreed upon. What's my first duty? Shut the door.
Right.
What will my official title be, sir?
We don't have a lot of fancy titles around here, Mr. Flack.
Flag, sir. Fenton Flag.
Yes, I'll simply be known as your distinguished and most revered editorship.
Right.
And you'll be known as?
As?
The paper boy.
The paper boy?
Unless you'd like to wear a dress and be known as the paper girl.
You do understand why I'm taking this job, sir.
And if your dress looks pretty, I'll even take you to dinner and dancing sometime.
See, I'm using this newspaper job as my cover for my real work as the Masked Minuteman.
You'll have to provide your own corsage, though. I won't.
It's my theory that a newspaper is the ideal place to hear freedom's wrongs I can write and write them.
But no roses. Roses make me sneeze.
Yes. I want to be out the street where the action is, but don't you see? A paper boy, it isn't a good enough cover, sir.
That means you'll be a paper girl, then?
Editor Potts, I want to be a reporter.
Well, no heavy lipstick or rouge is all I ask.
Sir.
I will not have hussies peddling my papers.
I want to be a male reporter.
This newspaper has one male reporter, me, and that's it.
Could I be a female reporter, then?
I don't want a woman working beside me. It's too distracting.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to do, then.
I'm sorry, Flag.
No sacrifice is too great for freedom's cause. X-ray, X-ray, read all about it.
Hey, hey, paper girl.
Yes, sir?
I like your dress. What is that, a hoop skirt?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
But you need more lipstick and rouge.
My boss doesn't permit it, see? He doesn't want a hussy peddling his papers.
Oh, I can understand that. Yeah, who is it, Foxy?